The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
I see. This is Perched on the Top Rope. And I'm the boogeyman. And I'm coming to get ya!
Welcome, everybody, to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Sports Kita, Ringside News, The Daily DDT, and more. I am Lee Walker, and this Saturday, we have the WWE Elimination Chamber in Canada. And you can go to chamberphotos.com for the chance to meet Damian Priest, Charlotte Flair, and my personal favorite, R-Truth. That's chamberphotos.com. And also announced for the Elimination Chamber, rapper Travis Scott will be making an appearance. I'm going to assume we're going to get at least one song out of Travis Scott here, or he's going to be doing some sort of role in WWE during the Elimination Chamber. What it is, I don't know. I just assume he's going to be doing a rap song. And ladies and gentlemen, our first match for the Elimination Chamber this Saturday, March 1st, is Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens in an unsanctioned match. And how did this all start? Well, on January 20th, an episode of Raw, Sami Zayn spoke about winning the Royal Rumble match before he was interrupted by his longtime friend Kevin Owens. Owens stated that he knew Zayn could win the Royal Rumble match because he would have Zayn's back. The same way Owens knew that Zayn would have his back at Owens' upcoming ladder match against Cody Rhodes for the undisputed WWE Championship, also at the Royal Rumble. Well, at the event, Owens lost to Rhodes. However, during the match, Zayn had appeared ringside to check on Owens, but did not get involved in the match. On the following episode of Raw, Zayn failed to qualify for the Elimination Chamber match. Following the match, Owens viciously attacked Sami Zayn and hit him with the package pile driver, severely injuring Zayn's neck and ruling him out of action for an undetermined period of time. Now, fans, this was completely kayfabe. He wasn't injured. There would be a video package on X giving an update on Zayn and his injury, and Zayn proclaimed that he would be medically cleared to wrestle, and he would be coming for Owens, who responded and claimed that Zayn's refusal to help him during the match was a betrayal. Owens also challenged Zayn to a match at the Elimination Chamber, regardless of whether Zayn would be medically cleared or not. And on February 17th, an episode of Raw, Zayn accepted Owens' challenge to the match. However, Raw's general manager, Adam Pearce, refused to make the match official as Zayn was still not medically cleared. Zayn refused to leave the ring until Pearce made the match official. Pearce told Zayn he could not sanction the match between the two, therefore an unsanctioned match between Owens and Zayn in their home country of Canada would be scheduled for the Elimination Chamber in Toronto. Now, part of this, Pierce also did say that a referee would be there to make the pinfall or the submission. Now, I moderately have a problem with this because an unsanctioned match, there's going to be no referee. An unsanctioned match means if WWE is not for it, then why is there a referee there? There should be no referee at all. It should be like how AEW does it. You can't get up, you can't get up. That's the end of it. Anyway, I'm going to go with Kevin Owens in this match. I feel that, as you know, heels tend to lose more than the face, but this match just really seems like it's Kevin's match. It's Kevin's match, and I'm going to leave it at that. And the women's elimination chamber follows that. As you can see, we have Roxanne Perez, Bayley, Naomi, Alexa Bliss, one half of the women's tag team champions, Liv Morgan, and Bianca Belair. Now, the qualifiers for the women's elimination chamber started March 3rd on Raw. The first qualifier was Liv Morgan, as she defeated Io Sky by disqualification due to interference by the women's world champion, Rhea Ripley. The second and third spots were determined on February 7th of SmackDown, as Bianca Belair defeating Piper Niven and Alexa Bliss defeating Candice LeRae, respectively. Well, we see the fourth spot determined on February 10th on Monday Night Raw, as Bayley defeated Lyra Valkyria. And the fifth spot determined on February 14th, it was Valentine's Day, where Naomi defeated Chelsea Green. And the final spot to be determined was February 17th on Raw, as NXT's Roxanne Perez defeated one half of the women's Raw Tag Team Champions, Raquel Rodriguez. And as a result, the Royal Rumble winner, Charlotte Flair, chose Tiffany Stratton for the SmackDown Women's Championship at WrestleMania 41. This was confirmed, so the winner of the Elimination Chamber will challenge the Raw Women's World Championship at WrestleMania, which happens to be Rhea Ripley. So one of these women are going to challenge Rhea Ripley. Now, I don't see Liv Morgan. That feud is come and gone. There's two names that stand out to me out of this whole thing: Bianca Belair and Alexa Bliss. For some reason, those two names stick out to me, folks. And I'm going to go with my gut feeling here, and I have a feeling this is Alexa Bliss's match. I could be wrong, but the Elimination Chamber is one of the most unpredictable PLEs to try and figure out who's gonna win. Now, folks, taking a break from wrestling here for a second, we're going to take a look at this dynamic relationship of The Rock and Cody Rhodes. As this past week, on February 21st, on an episode of SmackDown, the TKO Board of Directors member, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, made a special appearance where he called out the undisputed WWE champion, Cody Rhodes. The Rock stated that although he stood against Cody at WrestleMania 40, they had since become friends. Although The Rock praised Rhodes for becoming a great champion and a champion of the people, however, The Rock wanted Rhodes to be his champion. The Rock claimed that he could elevate Rhodes' career even higher and could make anything possible. And The Rock also claimed that he will be present at the Elimination Chamber in Toronto to get Cody Rhodes' answer. Will Cody Rhodes be The Rock's champion? What does that even mean? What does that entitle? I'm not going to lie, this might be one of my favorite matches of the Elimination Chamber, and it doesn't even have anything to do with the Elimination Chamber. It is a tag team match, as it is Tiffy and Trish time, as they take on Nia Jax and Candice LeRae. How can you not be excited for this match? I'm sorry, my cat is in here. Now, let's date back here. We're going to go back to June 2024, where Tiffany Stratton and Nia Jax form an alliance, as during this time, Stratton wins the Money in the Bank ladder match in July, while Jax wins the WWE Women's Championship at SummerSlam in August. By October, Jax has formed an alliance with Candice LeRae as well. And though there had been months of teasing, Tiffany Stratton finally turns on Nia Jax and successfully cashed in her Money in the Bank contract in the briefcase on January 3rd on SmackDown to win the WWE Women's Championship. And at the Royal Rumble on February 1st, WWE Hall of Famer and, of course, Canadian native Trish Stratus enters the Royal Rumble in at 25, and she eliminates Candice LeRae, only for Nia Jax to eliminate Trish Stratus. Well, on Valentine's Day, folks, on SmackDown, Nia Jax has a rematch for her championship. However, the match ends in a disqualification win for Tiffany Stratton after Candice LeRae attacked her. Following the match, Jax and LeRae continue to beat on Stratton. With Trish Stratus in the crowd, she could no longer watch, and she jumps the barricade, ignoring anything that we're supposed to ignore as fans. Security just lets her slide on by as she slips into the ring and assists Tiffany Stratton. Well, Tiffany Stratus then proposes to team with Stratton at the Elimination Chamber in Toronto in a tag team match, which was made official: Trish Stratus and Tiffany Stratton against Nia Jax and Candice LeRae. Folks, this is that feel-good match for Toronto as Canadian-based Trish Stratus teaming with Tiffany Stratton. It's Tiffy time. It's Trishy time. It's time. Tiffany Stratton and Trish Stratus win this match. Folks, this just leaves one last match, and it's the Men's Elimination Chamber.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Queer match, completely star-studded with Damian Priest, Logan Paul, Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, CM Punk, and of course, you can't see me, John Cena. Now, this dates back quite a bit, going back to July 6, 2024, when at Money in the Bank, John Cena officially announced he would retire from professional wrestling at the end of 2025. Having wrestled for WWE since 2002, though he's only been part-time since 2018, Cena also stated that he would compete at the Elimination Chamber, which would be his last Elimination Chamber event. After losing the Royal Rumble match at the event's post-show, Cena declared that he would compete in the Elimination Chamber match as it would be the last time at an opportunity to compete for a world championship in the main event of a WrestleMania. The next day, Raw General Manager Adam Pearce announced that qualifying matches would begin the following night on Raw. CM Punk is the first to qualify by defeating Sami Zayn, which we already read earlier. Sami Zayn lost his match, which is why he's in an unsanctioned match against Kevin Owens. So, that's the first qualifying match, but that makes Punk the second person to qualify, as John Cena was already announced for it. The third spot would be determined at the February 7th episode of SmackDown, where Drew McIntyre defeated Jimmy Uso and LA Knight in a triple threat match. The fourth spot would also be determined on February 10th on Raw, where Logan Paul defeated Rey Mysterio. It was also Logan Paul's first match on Raw. The fifth spot, determined on Valentine's Day on SmackDown in a triple threat match, where Damian Priest defeated Braun Strowman and Jacob Fatu. I'm not going to lie, I really would have thought they were going to put Jacob Fatu in this match. And the final spot was determined on February 17th, as Seth freaking Rollins defeated Finn Balor. And as a result of the Royal Rumble winner, yeet, Jey Uso chose Gunther for the Raw World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania 41. So the winner of the Men's Elimination Chamber will go on to challenge Cody Rhodes for the SmackDown Undisputed WWE Championship at WrestleMania 41. Now, the Elimination Chamber is one of the hardest to predict when it comes to the winners. Now, when it came to the unsanctioned match between Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, I've chosen Kevin Owens. When it comes to the tag team match of Trish Stratus and Tiffany Stratton taking on Nia Jax and Candice LeRae, I have chosen Tiffany Stratton and Trish Stratus. When it comes to the Women's Elimination Chamber, though torn between Bianca Belair and Alexa Bliss, I'm leaning towards Alexa Bliss. But the reality is I can see Bianca Belair winning, but don't sleep on Bayley either. And the Men's Elimination Chamber match, though John Cena is retiring at the end of 2025, we are still in the beginning of 2025. His time might be coming up, but his time is not now. I do not see John Cena winning this match. When it comes to Drew McIntyre, I feel like, if I'm not mistaken, he and Damian Priest are aiming for a WrestleMania match. So I'm ruling out Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest. Now, that leaves me with CM Punk, Seth Rollins, and Logan Paul. I don't see Logan Paul doing it. I don't see WWE putting him in that spotlight. He's not around enough to be a champion, even though he was United States champion. That proves my point alone. And I would think that CM Punk and Seth Rollins are going to face each other at some point. Oh, man, wow, who knows? Maybe John Cena could win this and headline WrestleMania one more time. There's a lot of talk that they want CM Punk versus Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. I'm not sure who to pick here. I'm 100% ruling out Drew, Damian. I'm ruling out, and you know what? I'm officially going to rule out Logan Paul, and I'm torn between John Cena and CM Punk, honestly. But I think I said no to John Cena at first, and now I'm thinking that it could be the only one to make sense. But it all depends on what they have planned for WrestleMania, because Triple H has said that, you know, they have this stuff planned way in advance, so they already know what the WrestleMania card is. I'm gonna go John Cena. John Cena wins. That's it. He gets his feel-good moment, but does not win at WrestleMania. That's what I'm going with, folks. So, with that being said, this has been my Elimination Chamber preview and predictions podcast. You can go and listen to this podcast anywhere and everywhere podcasts are found. from Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon, Podbean, Podbay, Red Circle. You name it, if there's a podcast platform, Perched on the Top Rope's on it. Now, you can also go to youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope, where you can hear and watch tremendous interviews with the likes of Shannon Moore, Ultimo Dragon, Sonny Ono, Kevin Nash, Booker T, Axe and Smash of Demolition, over 30 WWE Hall of Famers, and of course, talents from WCW, WWE, AEW, TNA, Impact Wrestling, and in Japan, Noah? That's right, Yoshitatsu, former WWE, current Noah wrestler. YouTube.com/perchedonthetoprope for all those awesome interviews. You can also check out card breaks and unboxing videos. YouTube.com/perchedonthetoprope. We're also on Facebook with nearly 20,000 followers going. Facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope. You can follow us on X at Perched Top Rope, because Perched on the Top Rope is just too long. Now, you can also follow us on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast, with great reels, videos, photos of professional wrestling's past, present, and the future of the industry. It's all on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. We are on Blue Sky at Perched on the Top Rope. And ladies and gentlemen, I got one last thing for you. It's TikTok, where you can watch Tessa Blanchard get called a racist by the TNA crowd. You can watch PCO flip out and break his digital media championship and smash it up when he was at GCW. You can watch the late, great Kevin Sullivan get humped by a dog. You heard me correctly. I'm not repeating myself on that one. It's TikTok. It's Perched on the Top Rope. So fans, remember, spoiler freeze, the way to be. I'm out.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.